This is Luke with the Android Reviews Podcast. I'm here with Scott.
Hey, Luke. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing swell.
Swell. You got a product to talk about today.
Yeah. Today is a product review.
What do you got?
I'm going to talk a little bit about the Morphe, and that is M-O-R-P-H-E-E.
Okay.
And now there's an accent over the first E, and the company that makes this is a French company.
Mm.
So I've seen videos of people calling it Morphe, but my gut wants to call it Morphe.
Okay.
That's, I don't know. Either
TBD.
Way. Yes. So basically, this is a little, looks like a speaker size thing, little Google Home Mini kind of thing. It's a portable electronic device, but it's designed for meditation, relaxation, anti-stress, you know, maybe taking a nap or guided meditation, something to listen to as you fall asleep. It's all of those things. You charge it by micro USB, and then other than that, you wouldn't really notice that it's much of an electronic device. There are knobs or little dials that you turn that look old-fashioned, almost like you would see on the bottom of a music box, or if you would do like a wind-up toy, old-fashioned on the back. So you've got a couple of those. So there are three knobs. One will let you select between eight different techniques. And that could be something as simple as like a body scan. You lay down and listen to it, and you focus on your breathing, and then you think about, you know, relaxing your jaw and your, you know, clenching, and then your fingers and your toes, and just kind of like checking in with yourself. So there were, that's a technique. Another one might be to listen to white noise kind of sounds.
Right, yeah.
Nature or a cat purring, a literal white noise. And then there are some other ones that will just kind of give you, you know, help you imagine a scenario, like picture a place.
Oh.
So those are the eight different techniques, but each of those has eight sessions to choose from.
Oh.
So you don't hear the same one over and over. And then you can choose between 8 and 20 minute sessions. So if you just wanted to, it's nice. You know, 8 minute might be, I just need something to just kind of like relax real quick. Just
Take a break from stuff I'm doing.
Yeah. I need to focus. 20 might be more intentional. I need to, you know, I want to listen to this and then probably fall asleep while it's on.
Sure.
It's nice because it'll, you know, that's it. It'll play that and then it'll be done. And then if you're choosing some of the sessions where it's like a guided thing, you can choose between a male or female voice. They have both for each of those. So all told, the website mentions that there are 210 guided sessions. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like this thing. It's a portable enough device that, you know, it's got this like beechwood shell over it. You actually will take the shell off and you set it down inside of it. So it kind of sits there and it looks a little boutique.
Yeah.
Bespoke little thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like technology. It doesn't, I mean, it looks like it'll fit with any decor. And then, you know, it also has, you know, of course, the speaker, the sound will come out of that. But then there's a headphone jack. So if you want to take this with you, it travels well.
That's cool.
It's pretty light. It has, I'm not sure how long the battery is. I don't have it written down here, but it takes like 2 hours. It'll charge it up completely. And, you know, I'm getting ready to travel, and this is something that I thought this would be nice to put in the hotel room.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, even if it's just let me hear the white noise, or if I wanted to, you know, just relax and have it kind of help me center myself.
Right.
It's a cool device. It only comes in that one design, really, the black with like that beechwood shell. What I like about this is there is no screen.
Right.
When you're trying to relax at night, when you start playing with an app, you put on something, you're playing with something with a display.
Right.
And it's a slippery slope, you know, that you end up staying on there, like, you know, listening to something, but you're still browsing social media or checking messages.
Right.
This is nice because you put your phone down and you just kind of turn the dial, you know, and push play, and that's it.
Yeah.
and it's a more intentional time for yourself.
Yeah, it separates you from a device. You don't have to go into a device and start something.
Right.
You know.
Or if you wanted to start it over, you don't take yourself out of the moment and then flip on a screen mm-hmm. to say, oh, I'm still awake, or right. you know, I want to hear this again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty cool little device. I scored this thing. I'm giving it a 4.1
nice.
Out of 5.
I mean,
yeah, it's pretty much fours across the board when it comes to build quality, performance, price. It's $99. I'm not sure if I mentioned that.
Okay.
Battery and charging. I mean, these are all fours. I did give it a little bit higher because of setup and like function.
Uh-huh.
There's no setup.
Right.
I mean, you just basically, you know, turn the dial,
yeah,
push play.
And you just have to know what each dial does.
And it does
and
come.
That's it.
Yeah. And it comes with a book that will tell you what the 8 different techniques are.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you dive into the back of the little pamphlet, it'll tell you specifically what each session is.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, if you have a favorite or whatever, you can kind of find that number.
Right.
I mean, it really, and then it's just really cool across the board kind
yeah.
of thing. It's unique. It's the kind of thing that I, you know, like having.
Yeah.
And it can fit anywhere. I mean, it's small yeah. enough that I'll throw it in a bag here the next time I go to travel.
Yeah. And it's looks awesome. Like it's,
yeah,
it's definitely one of those pieces that you can sit out, you know, if you had it sitting on your counter or
like, well,
on
what's that
end table in your living room,
mm-hmm.
nobody would really think about it. When I first saw it, I thought it was maybe kind of looked like an oil diffuser
yeah.
for a second. I was like, yep. oh, or like a, I was like, oh, that's an interesting candle topper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just is, it's very nondescript.
Yeah. It's minimal, but it also, I don't want to use the word steampunk, but
no.
it looks a little more retro with
yeah.
like the finish of the knobs and things.
Yeah, the knobs are kind of feel like you would be winding like a clock or something
yeah.
mechanical. And they have a nice click to them.
Yeah, very nice tactile.
But they're firm, like it doesn't feel like
yeah.
they don't the
you're
knobs
not slipping.
Don't wobble or yeah. anything.
You're not slipping between.
Yep.
Yeah,
and so. The power buttons, you know, it's all real small and intentionally designed. It's a cool little thing. It has one little light to let you know it's on.
That's it. And then it goes away.
Yep.
So if you reach over, you know, you don't have to flip the light on. You can feel like
yeah.
if you just want to play that again, you know exactly where the play button is.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's. I'm interested to hear more maybe how that works for you for traveling and stuff like that.
It yeah.
sounds like a cool idea for. Actually, it sounds like a really cool gift idea for somebody
mm-hmm.
of just, you know.
The only thing, the thing that brought it down, and I don't want to say down, but I gave it a 3 for audio only because of the overall quality.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be a little bit fuller sound,
mm.
but that doesn't mean it's bad.
Is there any noticeable difference between the speakers and the headphones?
With the headphones, I haven't actually used that.
Okay.
A lot of the headphones I've been using lately are wireless, so I
right.
don't have a pair.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought, you know, with the sound, I'm still giving it a 3.
Sure.
Which is above average.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it would be a little bit more for some of like the fire, like a crackling fire.
Sounds
or
a little
just
thin.
A little thin.
Sure.
But other than that, I mean, the guided meditations, the voices are clear
mm-hmm.
To the point where you're like, okay, this is, you know, it feels like there's somebody, you know, kind of there with me. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, 4.1.
That sounds sweet.
Yeah. Morphe. Morphe.
Or Morphe.
Or Morphe.
Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.